Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. on rays of sunshine we ride. Our dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we'd be. Oh, 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 oh. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we'd be. It feels good to be tapped in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. From the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
I am healed, whole and healthy. Signals of feeling uncomfortable. You are healed. You are whole. You are healthy. Your body knows. Your body knows. And even those of you who are trying to get into Blog Talk, it's okay. We are healed. We are whole. We are healthy. All is truly well. Embrace this moment called now. Just imagine if you were the host. You think, yeah, Frodo's getting in. Ah, yes, indeed, Karen Drucker. I am healed. I am whole. I'm healthy. That is the truth, in spite of appearances. And we started the show off with Makua Ray. She said, tap in to that current of energy that is love. No matter what, we are love. Every experience that we go through reminds us to tap into that love essence that we are, to tap into our presence, our pre-essence. That is love. And Caroline Sutherland is here to help you reconnect you, realign you, help you remember that, yes, it's okay. Take a breath. Your body's trying to tell you something. You know why? The body knows. So do you. The body wisdom. Life is good. It's getting better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Thank you for tuning in to yourself. When you tune in to yourself, you can make a positive difference. You can just start a domino effect of miracles, because if you don't tune in, you miss out. You got to go within to find out what is seeking to be birthed. What is your body? What is source? What is source? What does divine intelligence have for you today? What do I need to know today? Who must I be? How must I show up? Yes, I have pain. Yes, I've been having this headache. But what must I be today? What is seeking to be birthed? What's the gift? What's the lesson? We got to tune in. And that's what it's about over here at LifeConversationsRadio.com. Thank you, all of you in the chat room, those of you that are listening on the phone line, and those of you listening to the archive right now. Thank you for listening, because when you listen to the archive, it will be right now, because that's the only time right now. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for making time to be here. And for those of you who listen to the show and are grateful that I send out reminders for the show, I got my friend Kate. Thank you for sending me reminders. I hate ironing, right? I don't like to iron. But when you send out a reminder for the show, I start ironing, and it's the best thing. When I listen to your show and iron, oh, my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. I am so grateful. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade at LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and we're here to what intention really is, transformation, healing, to experience your wholeness, your healthiness. Heal thyself. Heal thee. Heal thyself. So the intention is about healing. It's about wholeness. And for those of you who call it, yeah, we're going to take questions. Well, Caroline is standing by. We're going to get to your questions. Those of you who don't call it, just listen and set the intention to be part of the healing. You know, you just want to see what's happening, how it works. And the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. Now, we started the show off with Makua Ray. Makua Ray, you can find him on Facebook. And his name is M-I, well, how you spell it anyway. Makua Ray is his name, but spell M-I-K-U-A-K. Ray is R-A-I. M-I-K-U-A-K-R-A-I. And then we had Karen Drucker. That's simple. KarenDrucker.com is where you can find her. Let's see, some announcements here. Actually, before we bring on our guests, oh, wait, maybe we'll do it at 1 o'clock. But I get so excited sometimes I forget things. So I might want to do it now, because the last thing I want to do is somebody who's just so special to me, who's been very supportive, very helpful. I appreciate who she is. Tomorrow is it's her birthday. Celeste's birthday is tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And so make sure during the show, send her something on Facebook, call her, Rob, send her an email. I just want to make sure I don't forget, because we don't do a show on Fridays, if you don't know, so I've got to do it today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Celeste. Who's that? Happy birthday to you. This is the best part. God is blessing you now. 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 Yes, happy birthday, my dear friend, Celeste Morgan. Find her on Facebook. Just shower her with so much love. She likes to give, but let her be let her step into a new way of receiving today. But tomorrow's her birthday, but every day. Start today. Let's start early. Okay, good. Because I don't want to forget that. It would be really messy if I did, but I didn't, so keep moving. All right. Everybody take a breath. Let's breathe in. What'd you say about my singing voice? No, this is a house of love. You don't make fun of my singing voice. I heard your thought. Oh, sorry. That was my thought about my own singing voice. I'm going to love myself in spite of my own thoughts. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see. Number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. We're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook. If you don't use Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. There's a tab there, and it simply says Ask Life Coach Ade. But today, you're going to be asking, I was going to say doctor. Yeah, she's a healer. Yeah, but, you know, we live in this world and people get caught up. But so I just call her Caroline Sutherland. You're asking her through me. And what's the other thing? Oh, yeah, that's it. I think that's it. No, 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment. We have that quick segment that comes on every day with Celeste Morgan, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And I want to tell you that when we bring Caroline on, we're going to talk about the body. Because the body wants to tell us something. It knows. The body knows so much. The body knows how to stay young. I'm playing with Caroline's title, her book, The Body Knows, how to stay young. So, ladies, you got to pick up this book. Anti-Aging Secrets from a Medical Intuitive. Woo, that's a whole new way of doing young, you know. So that's the title of her book. But the body knows, and I forgot where I was going with that. Okay, well, keep moving. So let's just take a breath again so I can read her bio and bring her on. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Angels, help me. Spirit guide, help me. I need help. So this is what we're doing for questions. We need your name, where you're calling from, and specific questions. Now, we don't need, for the past 10 years, I broke my toe and it won't heal. No. I have issues. My toe is hurting. I got pain in my toe. What should I do? That's it. It's just, where's the problem? That's it. And that's all we need. And if anything needs to be clarified, Caroline will clarify it. But it's just no stories, just what it is. 347-426-3346. And check out lifeconversationsmedia.com for upcoming guests next week. Go to the calendar section because that's more updated. And now I think I'm ready to I'm reading something. Oh, wow. Okay. We're really having some technical stuff today. I was told I'm not supposed to say that. Sometimes if I don't say it and put it out there, it'll be in my mind. So just send us some love and light. Send yourself love and light. And let me read about Caroline. She's been waiting patiently. And here we go. Caroline Sutherland is an internationally recognized medical intuitive lecturer, workshop leader, and author of numerous books and audio programs on health, personal development, and self-esteem. She's the founder of Sutherland Communications Incorporated, which offers medical intuitive seminars, training, weight loss program, consultation services, and related products for adults and children. For the past 20 years, she has positively assisted the lives of over 100,000 people. I'm sure it's much more than that, because once you impact one person, they take that forward and impact their family members, and it goes on and on and on. Domino effect. She is a popular guest on radio and television. Caroline Sutherland brings a vast clinical background as an allergy testing technician in environmental medicine, where her intuitive gifts developed. She was raised in a medical family. Her mother was a dietitian, and both her father and grandfather were medical doctors. Wow, it's easy for her. My parents wanted me to be a doctor, but none of my family members were doctors. They were setting me up, and no wonder I didn't do it. But I am so grateful to have my wonderful guest today. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, I just really, really want you to help me welcome my wonderful guest, Caroline Sutherland. Good afternoon,
Caroline.
Hi, Addie.
Hello, it's wonderful
hello.
To be with you.
Yes, nice to have you here.
Thank you for the wonderful response and the the clapping and all the accolades. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're doing great things. We got a page. We got to lift you up. You're doing an amazing thing in the world. So, yes, you're a blessing. You're a blessing to the world. Thanks. So,
well, you know one thing you didn't mention? I'm Louise Hayes, personal health coach, and I'm sure a lot of your people on your radio will know that.
Wow.
Yes,
okay,
Louise
now,
Hay came to me as a client in 1999. She appeared before me quite serendipitously, and I did a spot reading for her on the spot, and she was amazed. And then I've been her health coach now for the last 13 years.
Wow, so now for everybody saying, wow, how old is she taking, and how does she stay young? Well, guess what? You got the right person here. You got a health coach, Caroline Sutherland. She may help you if you're willing. It's really you got to be willing to be young and vibrant. So she's here to support you. I'm grateful to have you here today. Thank you for saying yes to life.
Well, I love what I do, and it's not. I mean, it sounds as if I'm making things simple, but it is not that difficult to turn the body around. What I really want to make clear to all your listeners is that the body has a phenomenal capacity to repair. It doesn't matter what the age of the person is. That body has that capacity. And what I encourage people to do, and I help them with, is to literally improve that capacity, give the body the tools, and that body knows what to do to repair. It knows what to do.
Hmm. Wow, that's contrary to everything else the medical establishment would tell us. But before we go into that, I want to ask you this because my listeners are saying, are you going to ask that favorite question? I got to ask you this question because if I don't, my listeners will be mad at me. But I want to know. Anyway, so I read a little bit about you. You've told us about some of the things you do. But I want to ask you, from your point of view, from your perspective, who are you? Who is Caroline Sutherland?
Well, I'm just a very normal person who happens to have a unique gift. And this gift is not unique to me. Everyone has this capacity. And twice a year, I do trainings and intensives to help people to engage their own medical intuitive ability. I started into this work very innocently. I do come from a medical family, but I got sick. I had the early warning signs of a medical issue. That was multiple sclerosis way back in the 1980s. And my own doctor, bless her heart, she sent me to a doctor that specialized in environmental medicine. Environmental medicine is the branch of medicine that deals with the human body in relationship to the environment. Everything a person's breathing, everything they're eating, everything they're touching, and the effects of those elements on that body. And I was amazed. I'm a fashion writer. That's my background, is writing fashion and interior design. And I was literally given an anointing in complementary medicine, having come from a very strong medical background because my father was a doctor, my mother was a dietitian, and my grandfather was also a doctor. And so that was my learning, my understanding was from allopathic medicine. However, the doors to complementary medicine swung open, and I had my first taste of the capability of what complementary medicine could do in concert with the phenomenal healing powers of the physical body. So since that time, that was in 1983, I've been fully engaged in the subject of complementary medicine and environmental medicine, and now I'm a best-selling author with Hay House, that's Louise Hay's publishing company, and I give presentations. I have my own radio show like you on Blog Talk, which is great, every Monday morning at 8 o'clock Pacific and 11 o'clock Eastern. I have a weekly teleconference every Monday night at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. And I have a very wonderful, I respect my following very much because I'm a teacher. And I show people how to get healthy. And one of the key ways to get healthy is to stop the addictions. Stop the addictions and fully engage the healing power of the body, mind, and spirit and go forward in a positive direction towards what people want in terms of their goals. What do they want in life? And if they have that strong body, they can accomplish, as you know, many things.
Well, you stay busy, but then again, in that kind of the context, it's like that what you do is the same. It's just different ways of expressing it to getting the unique gift out. I love you said I'm a normal person with a unique gift, and we all have our unique gift, and we got to tap in and try and understand and cultivate what that gift is, and then we can do things. I'm getting feedback from my listeners that there's an echo.
I've just got a regular landline, and I'm just I've got it right here, so I don't have anything on speaker or anything. I don't know what to say, and I can't hear an echo, Addie.
Right. I don't even think it's your phone. I think energetically, because people said they were having some challenge to get on the Blog Talk Radio. So we're just trying to bless the echo away. Maybe it's the
indeed. Can you hear me okay, Addie? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. I do hear the echo myself, but I didn't know listeners could hear. But we're going to keep going, and it is what it is. Now, you talk about the body, that the body knows it can regenerate itself. Allopathic medicine tells us after a certain age, your body is heading for death. You know, if you reach a certain age, there's nothing you can do about it. Just take this painkiller and hope to die or hope to stay long or whatever. Can you talk more about the body? Because sometimes, well, I know that we take the body for granted, but we do exercise, people diet and all this other stuff. But I don't think we fully understand the body. So tell us about the body. I know that's a broad question, but I just want you to go wherever you feel led to go to regarding that.
Yeah, that's very thoughtful. Thank you for that nice question. Well, first of all, if you think of our bodies as a flower or as a plant, so there's a seed in the ground, and that little seed germinates, and it starts to come up. There's a little shoot, and then some leaves go out, and then there's a beautiful flower. Now, normally under normal conditions, the body, and we'll use the flower as a parallel, what it does is it has its flowering time, and then it has its declining time. And then that body, like the flower, shrinks back and becomes back and just goes back into the earth again. I believe that this does not need to be the case. And as we look around and we see many elderly people shuffling around with wheelchairs and walkers and looking pale and pasty, I don't think that that's what we have to do. And anyone who's been to a Hay House event, I Can Do It, where you'll meet Louise Hay, you will see her at age 85, and she is vibrant, healthy, lots of energy, exercises several times a week, does a brilliant job of looking after herself. And so she is one example, and there are many other ones, of people that are aging well because they are doing several things. One is they have the correct diet. They are not steeped in addictions, addictions to coffee, to chocolate, to alcohol, to sugar, and mainly to wheat and flour-based products. Those are the key things you want to take out of the diet if you want to be pain-free and have good mental clarity and good energy. So the first part
is
the diet.
Could you repeat those?
I will in a second. I'll repeat those for you. That's great. So the first part is the diet, which is to remove these powerful addictions. That's to coffee, to chocolate, to sugar, and alcohol, and to wheat and flour-based products, anything made from wheat. Those should all be removed, and you watch. Right away, your energy will just come flying back. The second thing is to understand, the second thing is to change the diet of the mind. And that's what your program is all about. You're all about improving your life conversations, changing the way you converse with yourself. And instead of going to, woe is me, and this is bad, and I don't have this, and I don't have that, going into what Karen Drucker would say, and I love her music, always focus on the positive, I am blessed, being in gratitude every moment of the day. So that's to change the diet of the mind. Now, the key thing, of course, there's exercise and there's other things that you do to support yourself with supplements and so forth. But one of the key things, and this is quite a mystery, and a lot of people don't really realize this and don't take this seriously, as hormone levels decline for men and women, then the age-related decline starts up. So hormones, and that's natural and bioidentical plant-based hormones, are very important. And so people who are interested in this, Addie, and we might be able to get into it in the time that we have available, but if people are interested, when they come onto my teleconferences, there's a lot of discussion about hormone balancing and doing spot readings for people that are 50 years of age and over. I'm not sure what your demographic is. And to help them to understand the role that nature plays in hormone balancing. Hormone balancing is your chi, your juice, your joy, your zip, your sexuality. It's very, very spiritual. People think, oh, spirituality is meditation and pulling a rune card and doing this and that and looking at your astrology. It's all very fine. That's very nice. That's very thoughtful and very introspective and extremely interesting and useful. But to be honest with you, chi energy, juice, joy, zip, zest, all of that is extremely physical. And the hormones play a huge role. And as we get into our 40s, sometimes even earlier, when hormone levels decline, there goes something that is priceless, and that is called well-being. So well-being, when that is gone, you are gone. And I don't care how many positive affirmations you do. It doesn't matter because it's not a mental state. It's literally a nutritional, biochemical, and hormonal state that has changed on account of the aging process. And I believe that we can extend that flowering. You think of a beautiful flower, just pick a flower, a rose, a Gerber or daisy, you know, a hydrangea, whatever you like. You pick that and you imagine that flowering state lasting and lasting and lasting and lasting because of nutritional, biochemical, and hormonal support that goes along as you progress in age.
Hmm. Wow. I'm still kind of just so much you've given of that, that of the body, that of the mind, and the hormone balance, and I want us to talk about that as well. But
you bet.
When you talk about the food part, the wheat and flour-based products, I was shocked because, you know, people say, oh, go for wheat instead of white flour.
Absolutely not. Over about the age of 35, people become intolerant to wheat. And I'll give you some of the symptoms. I didn't mean to jump in here, but the symptoms are foggy thinking, joint stiffness, arthritis, weight gain, gas, bloating. Those are some of the common symptoms from a wheat allergy. And if anyone is dealing with any of those symptoms, just take wheat flour out of the diet for 7 days. Just remove it. And then use rice instead, or sweet potatoes, or yams, or squash, other starch that is not wheat, and you will notice a big difference in how you feel.
Hmm. Wow.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's simple, and it's easy.
So before we take some calls from the list, actually what I wanted to do, let me take a quick break. And then we'll come back. And I want to talk
a little
bit about...
How long is the break
going
to be, Addy? Would I have a chance to refresh my water in the break, or is it going to just be a couple of minutes?
Oh, you have time to refresh your water and just fill the lines. I'll give you time. I intuitively connect with you. So go about 2 minutes. So you got time.
Okay.
Yes,
that's great. I'll get some more water and be right back. Thanks, Addy.
You're very welcome. Yes, so you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Caroline Sutherland, and she is bringing new information. Maybe for some of you may not be new, but she's definitely helped me think differently. She's the author of The Body Knows How to Stay Young, Anti-Aging Secrets from a Medical Intuitive. Number is 347-426-3346. What we need is your name, where you're calling from, and your specific issue that you deliver, not details, just, oh, my toe hurts, I got a chronic headache, I got allergies, that's it. No stories, none of that. She's a medical intuitive, she'll go straight to it, probably before you can even open your mouth. Just by hearing your name, she'll be able to do it. We're going to take a break, 347-426-3346. For those of you who can't call in or because you're working, you don't want anybody to know, and this is what you can go to. Yeah, I don't know. We're just going to bless the echo away. I don't hear it now. But anyway, just be more happy, joyful one. For those of you who can't call in, we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Just Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. Post your questions there, and we'll get to it. Or if you don't do Facebook, you can't get on Facebook because you just work at a place where they're so boring, they don't want you to socialize. You can go to, stop it, behave yourself. They're new listeners here. They're not used to people being like this. give them a first impression. First impression. This is it. This is who I am. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a tab. It says Ask Life Coach at 8. Click on that and just follow the prompt. And I will, we don't do shout-outs. I say shout-out to everybody in the those of you listening online, on the phone line, and those of you listening to the archive. But I also want to do shout-outs. We don't do shout-outs. But if we did, even though I just did, but we don't. But if we did, I'll send a shout-out to Kathleen Malone. Thank you, Kathleen, for making this connection possible, for just being such a wonderful human being. You've just been so beautiful. I'm so grateful to work with you. So let's see. Let's go here. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. Pondering all the things you've heard so far, and we're going to take some questions, and then we'll come back to Caroline, and we'll talk a little bit more about the body, how you can tune into your own body. So let's take a break. Let's take a break. But here we go. Yes, what do we do over here? We help people be the change they want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, indeed. You are wonderful. You are whole. You are free. You are free to regenerate your body. Just say yes. Just say yes to a new way of being, a new way of thinking. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. My guest is Caroline Sutherland. And that's the website address as well, carolinesutherland.com. I hear myself, but that's okay. It's nice to hear myself. Caroline, before we take some questions, there are people waiting in line already. What are simple things we can do to start to pay attention, to become aware to the messages that our body is sending us?
Well, the first place is, there's two places that are key. The first place is pain, and the second place is fatigue. We shouldn't be tired, so fatigue is an indicator of blood sugar handling. I would say that's the most common thing that I see on a daily basis, is someone with poor blood sugar handling. In other words, they have energy, they lose energy. They have energy and they lose it. And primarily the place that a person can start in the most simple manner is to change the diet. Every time you have sugar, every time you have starch, like I already mentioned wheat, when you have sugar, for example, you look at that sugar and you think, oh, I want that sweet dessert or I want that candy or I want that juice. The minute you have it, then 15 minutes later, you have no energy. So to observe your intake of sweets and know that you will not have energy, your energy will be gone when you consume those substances. And then this, so that, of course, would be involved in fatigue. And then the second part is pain. And I'm going to give you the inflammatory foods, and these are the ones that will help tremendously with pain, joint pain, back pain, hip pain, that kind of thing. And so the inflammatory foods are these: sugar, caffeine, corn, and wheat products. And for some people, the nightshade family. And the nightshade family is tomatoes, potatoes, eggplant, all peppers, and tobacco. And a certain group of people, as an allergy testing technician with thousands of patient visits under my belt, nightshade didn't show up all the time, but it can show up with people who have osteoarthritis or any type of pain. Now, having said that, the key to the pain is really toxicity. When there's a lot of toxicity in the body, the person will have more pain. When they have stress, high stress in their life, they will have more pain. So these are things to think about, but these are the most common questions that people have as far as I'm concerned. And as we progress in age, we're going to have more inflammation and more pain unless our hormones and our adrenals are supported.
So we've got to pay particular attention to our bodies.
But you know, it's fun. It's like a treasure hunt. You know, your show is really fun and it's upbeat and lively. It's fun to get healthy. And you know what? People say to me, Caroline, I've lost weight. I feel wonderful. I feel better than I've ever felt. Well, isn't that a tremendous, you know, reason for rejoicing?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Let's do a question here. Speaking of weight loss, and then we'll take some polls, callers online. Kate said, she gives a little bit of stuff, but let me just read it to you. But she said, I've been trying for 2 years to lose weight. I keep hitting speed bumps. Is it possible that my body is looking for certain foods that will help kickstart
weight loss? You betcha. So I'll tell you the top one for her to remove, and that's all milk and milk-based products. Take the milk-based products out of the diet for 7 days, and then the second one to remove is going to be the wheat and flour-based products. She can use the rice. It's not an issue with – I wouldn't say it's not an issue with the amount, because for weight loss it is, but that's not really the key issue. The key issue is to remove the offending foods, and as soon as that is done, the body releases the stored fluid that's built up in the body from what's called histamine reactions. You know, if you get stung by a bee, you get a swelling. Well, when the person exposes themselves to offending foods on a daily basis, namely wheat, namely dairy, namely soy, namely corn.
Wow.
Soy is a big one for weight gain, absolutely. And so when they stop those foods, they can eat heartily from the other foods. They can have fat, they can have avocados and smoked salmon and goat cheese and all of that. But if they have an offending food, they're going to gain weight. Now, you know what she might be interested in? I have a best-selling diet book called The Body Knows Diet, Cracking the Weight Loss Code, and that's on my website, carolinesutherland.com. And that's a very useful book for her to understand how she came to this place of gaining weight and the different elements that are needed to lose weight. And by the way, what's really cool is none of them are calorie counting. Don't you love that?
I know, that's right.
Yeah, calorie counting is the old way to lose weight, and don't be thinking about calorie counting because you don't need to do it.
Wow. Okay. Let's take a call, and then we got some email questions in.
Sure.
You just zap right on in. I better watch my thoughts.
Well, it's fun being with you. You're lively and fun, and you make things interesting, and you obviously have a very popular show, and congratulations.
Thank you. Let's go to area code 805. 805 area code. Casper can't Casper today. 805 area code. What's your name and when you call it?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you fine.
Hi. My name is Reed. I'm really delighted to be able to talk to you. What's your name? My name's Breed.
Breed,
yeah, that's a good pronunciation of it.
Okay, great. Breed, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Ventura, California.
Great, okay. And your age, what's your age now?
My age is 37.
That's a 3 and a 7, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Good. And your specific question?
Hormone fluctuation, I believe.
Yes, well, at your age, give me some of your symptoms, and I've just keyed into what we could use, but give me your symptoms that you're dealing with.
Some emotional ups and downs.
Ups and downs. How's your sleep?
Sleep, I try to, it could be better.
Yeah, so sleep is poor, emotional ups and emotional downs. Talk to me about your periods. Are they long and heavy?
I have an IUD, so they're not too long, but they're heavy.
All right, so let me talk to you about what's going on. So here's the thing. With an IUD, there's nothing that can be done for hormone balancing. Now, having said that, that's not true. There is. But the one key thing that I would like to use or would suggest using would be progesterone cream. You'd have to find out from your doctor with an IUD whether or not you could use progesterone, because I'll tell you, as you progress in age into your late 30s, early 40s and beyond, the hormone that drops the furthest and the fastest and that's linked very strongly into emotional ups and downs, poor sleep and heavy periods is low progesterone. However, with an IUD in place, you have got an around-the-clock birth control method in place, and that is, in my opinion, not recommended to do hormone balancing when you're using an IUD. You might want to review other methods that you could use. Primarily, is a doctor using this specifically because of your cycles, or is it a birth control method?
It's a birth control method, but I believe it's the IUD that doesn't have the hormones that releases the hormones.
Right. But it wouldn't be advisable to use to do hormone balancing with an IUD in place. You'll have to do some more research. But let me give you something that you might be interested in. Now, you know that's a foreign object to the body, and the body doesn't like a foreign object. So it will try valiantly to try and release that foreign object. Now, there's something that you might be interested in, and it's a little testing device called LunaFertility.com. LunaFertility.com is a little testing device. It's a microscope where you put a tiny amount of saliva on that microscope every day, and you wait till it dries, and then you can see patterns in it. When you're not ovulating, there are lines in the saliva, the pattern. When you are pre-ovulatory, there are dots and lines in the pattern. And then when you're full-blown ovulating, then you'll see a fern pattern. It's very unique how this has been devised. And this is the beauty of nature. Personally, if it was me or advising my own daughter, you wouldn't want anything foreign in your body. And so you want to look at other methods where you can have intercourse and not get pregnant, where you are more in control of your body. But personally, in my opinion, this is related to low progesterone. That's what the key thing is here for you, okay?
Okay.
Bless your heart. Thank you, my dear.
Oh, thank you very much. Take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See, this is the thing, Addie. I mean, this is the thing. It's all about health education. So people have to be educated. So you think of a young woman, you know, one of the huge pressures on a woman as soon as she becomes of age and starts to have her menstrual cycle, if she is sexually active, the biggest pressure on her is she going to get pregnant and have an unwanted child? And this is huge for women. So they have to do all the things that they can do to protect their own bodies and make sure that they're not getting pregnant except for when they want to. And this is just a clear example of just a beautiful young person. I say that. She's young, 37. I'm 68. Who really needs good health education about potential choices for not having an invasive procedure and that is an IUD placed in her body with side effects and then doing something that's natural that really respects her body, where she's going to be able to learn what her cycles are, what's going on, and how to work in harmony with those cycles. So thank you for letting me say that, Addie.
Oh, no, definitely appreciate you because, you know, you've covered a lot of other questions that I have when you bring it back to health education, because I want to go, but why don't the other people? It's not necessary. Health education, when you're educated, you will make the best choice for yourself regardless of what you're told to do to your body. So it's about health education.
Well, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, and I'm not trying to downgrade the medical profession at all. I just think it's really nice to have choices and to be informed. That's kind of my strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I'm going to ask you this. It's been, like, coming up, and I think, you know, we'll be asked later, but since you're talking about reaction on that subject, I remember watching a program, Parenthood, and there was a character in there. She was thinking of having a baby, and she went to the doctor, and she said the doctor told her she was too old to have a baby. She said, I thought 40 is a new 30. And the doctor said, not as it relates to your ovaries. I was like, ouch. So there are a lot of women who want to have babies or they want to give birth, but they're saying they're getting too old and they're not in a relationship. So what are your thoughts on that?
I love that question. I love that question. I adore that question. That's almost one of my all-time favorite questions. Here's the thing. When a woman turns the corner into 30, and if she wants to be a mother, then start planning for it. After the age of 33, her ability to be able to become pregnant and every year that follows becomes less and less and less. And all too often, and I see thousands of people every year, women who come to me in their late 30s, they've been trying to get pregnant, and it's not working, and that's because their window to become pregnant is on the wane. So, of course, they do say the best time to become pregnant is going to be mid-20s. Well, not everyone at mid-20s wants to become a mother, but I would say after you turn that corner into 30, have the conversation. So, for example, if a woman comes to me, and she's 33, anywhere from 33 to 36, the first thing out of my mouth is, do you have children? If it's yes, then I breathe a little sigh of relief to myself, and I say, that's wonderful, and I ask her about her children. If she does not have children, I look at her and I say to her, now, I want you to go home, and I want you to have this conversation with yourself on a park bench, on your couch, anywhere that is quiet. Put your hand on your heart and say, am I destined to be a mother? Would I like to be a mother? And if the answer is yes, then actively be on the lookout. You know, be looking and putting that as a high priority to, find someone to partner with. That would be the best, to have a wonderful mother and father for every child, of course, is fabulous.
Right.
If that father cannot be found, then you go and purchase some sperm and get something done. Now, would that be the occurrence at the age of 30? No, but at 33, I would suggest every woman goes and has a fertility check to find out her window, and that's to find out what the level of the follicle-stimulating hormone is, and that number should be low, and if that number is not appropriate and it's looking like her chances of getting pregnant are slim, then start actively working. One of the things that I see over and over again is women waiting way too long. Can they get pregnant at 40? Yes, they might be able to. Are there more risks involved? Yes, there are. Now, here I am at age 68, and let me give you a personal story. When my first husband and I were married, we did not plan to have children. We had already had a six-month trip to Europe, which was done, you know, quite frequently in the 1960s in a Volkswagen van, and we tootled all around Europe and had a wonderful time. Then we came back to the Northwest, and we were itching, absolutely itching, to take another trip. And we started planning it. We were going to do 6 months in South America. God forbid, you know, we might have been hijacked or something, but, oh, we were all excited. Well, guess what happened? Now, I didn't know this for 3 solid months. I did not know that I was pregnant. I had irregular periods. One month I'd get a period. 6 months later I'd get another one. It was a hit and a miss thing. It was a nightmare. And somehow, by God's grace, I became pregnant with my first daughter, who I love and adore. 3 years later, had another daughter. So one, I got pregnant at 25 and then 28. I'll tell you, looking back at age 68, those two girls, and now my four grandchildren, are my absolute prized possessions, the loves of my life. And to not have children, if you want to have children, there's plenty of people that don't want to have children. I was one of them. Are you kidding? Children, they're smelly, they're like a lot of work, and they've got snotty noses, and they're germy, and oh, man, who wants those things? I'll tell you. So this is the conversation that every woman at the age of 30 has with herself. There are women who plain flat out say, under no circumstances do I want to have a child. Fine, boom, you're done, never mind. But there's these ones that sit on the fence, and as they creep up, they get into age 37, they get into age 38, and they have their chances of getting pregnant are much, much less. And all this, 40 is a new 20 or the new 30. Are you kidding? When it comes to eggs, you want to get those eggs rolling. The younger, the better. There you are.
There you have it. I'm glad I asked.
Okay, you got the soliloquy.
Ooh, get those eggs rolling, ladies. But I like the fact that you said, sit with yourself first and ask. Put your hand on your heart and ask, is this what you want? Before you even start talking to your husband, your partner, but ask, be true to yourself first. That's the most important.
Yeah.
Let's go to
but you know, I get a lot of women that don't have a partner. And I say, okay, you choose. Do you want to go through life without having a baby, or would you like one? So if they, they don't have to tell me right away. I'm not looking for their answer. I'm looking for them to answer this question for themselves. Then go and purchase, like sperm donors, your cousin, like whatever. Like, I want a baby. And you know what I love about this age that we live in? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A single mother with a baby is very attractive. A single woman with a couple of kids, there's no stigma attached. You know, in the days that I was married in 1965 for my first marriage. If I had had a baby out of wedlock, I would be literally banished. It would have been, I would have had to move to another city and change my name. That's how bad it was in the 60s. Now, hey, anything goes. Throw your legs up in the air, have a baby, don't have a baby, whatever you want.
Don't get me started.
Okay, good.
Like
who's
that?
Our next caller?
Yes, let's do that quickly. Rebecca, rescue me. Don't encourage me down that path. Throw your legs up.
Okay,
and have a
throw
baby.
My legs up. There you go. There you go. Thank you.
Okay,
very
who's
much.
On the line?
Wonderful. My name's Rebecca. I'm from.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you calling in from?
I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, great. And how old are you now?
I'm 42.
42 and holding, and your question is?
My question is, I was told to see a medical intuitive just to see if there was anything going on. I've had some little soreness under my breast, in the lining where the wire is for your bra.
Well, first of all, don't wear an underwire bra. Go around with your breast just basically hanging out, or use an extra large sports bra. And what that does is it gives you the support, but it's like having a little friend, but you don't want it too tight. It's just to hold things in place. So that would be the first thing. Now, if the soreness is related to the skin, that's one thing. But if it's some kind of an obstruction or something on the inside of the breast, quite frankly, I'm very medical, and I would go and get a mammogram done or go and get thermography done, which is not dangerous at all. It's digital imaging of the breast area. You don't fool around with that. I don't really actually see anything on that level for you, but I'm very medical. Go get it checked out. You'll feel better.
Okay.
And don't wear an underwire bra.
Normal.
The only time you wear that is if you're giving a presentation in front of 500 people or going out for a hot date. That, you wear an underwear bra.
I think it is very hormonal, and I notice that it comes and goes more around my period. So,
well, you know what the two things are that will make it worse? Milk products and caffeine. So you take those two out of the diet, and it should, by grace, back off. So that'll be any cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, ice cream, anything made from milk will make it worse.
I don't do dairy. I don't do
caffeine.
Dairy.
Good. So take the caffeine out. That's the key thing.
Yes. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Awesome. Get that checked out. You don't be fooling around with stuff like that.
Okay, and if I'm going to get you coffee, do you like, have you heard of yerba mate?
Yes, I have. Anything with caffeine in it will cause an impact on the lymph, and there's no delineation between lymph tissue and breast tissue. Those are connected. So caffeine and milk products have an effect on the lymphatic system. You want those right out of the diet. You can have one cup of yerba mate on the weekend. I don't think that's a problem. But having caffeine in any form on a daily basis can be problematic because it affects the lymphatic system.
Okay. Okay.
There you go, girl.
Thank
you.
You
got it.
Thank you.
Thank you,
and
Rebecca.
At 42, you know what? There would be absolutely no question that at 42 she's having hormonal changes. There's no doubt about that at 42. They start up normally, late 30s, and they really kick in into 40s, and they are well on their way into early 50s. So it's not unusual for a woman at age 42 to have hormonal changes. Something that might be nice for her, but it would depend if she's on the pill or birth control in any form. Something that really helps with hormone imbalances, and it's available from my website, carolinesutherland.com, and that's something called Simplex, S-Y-M for mother, S-Y-M-P-L-E-X, Simplex S, and that's for female hormone balancing. It's a glandular product, and it works to tonify the female endocrine system, really helps with hormonal changes, late 30s into 40s, into early 50s. That's helpful. Now, people who are interested, if they want to get anything from my website, in terms of supplements or the little appetite suppressant drops that help with sugar cravings, they need an access code, and I'll give you that code. It's LIFE, L-I-F-E, just like your show, LIFE 123. But that would help her, but she can't take it if she's doing birth control pills. It won't work.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do an email question, and then we'll do
sure.
this for a moment and come back. So let me go to my email here. You're so much fun. I'm so enjoying you. So, Kyla, here's the name is Anne from Atlanta. The question is,
sure.
what do I do about my gum disease?
So Anne in Atlanta, the key question for her, Anne, are you on? Oh, no, this is an email question. The key question
Anne.
For her would be, is she a vegetarian? If she's a vegetarian, she's going to be way more prone to gum disease on account of poor nutrient deficiency in nutrients, okay? So here's my suggestion. It's related to iron and B vitamins. So I'm just going to shoot this out and just give her the word, so to speak. So for her, what I like is red meat 3 times a week. Don't everyone gag at once, but yes, red meat, as far as gum disease is concerned, is very important, organic and hormone-free, so that's 3 times a week red meat. And then from my website, there's 2 things that I would recommend. One is food-based iron called Ferro Food, F-E-R-R-O, food, F-O-O-D. It's on my website with the access code LIFE123. And the other thing that would help her, and this is straight B vitamins from a glandular source, so it's absorbed really easily into the body, that's Cataplex B, C-A-T-A-P-L-E-X, B for B vitamins. It's on the website as well with the access code LIFE123. Now, she's sensitive to wheat and flour-based products. She's sensitive to other things, but that's a big one. So anytime she has any kind of bread, she'll get tired. But this is an absorption issue related to iron and B vitamin absorption. So she does red meat 3 times a week, Cataplex B, 3 tablets with each meal, and 1 Ferro Food with each meal for 3 months. She should turn that around. Now, there's something really cheap and really simple that you can get at any health food store, and it's called Poudiarco Tea. P for Peter, A-U, D for dog, A-R-C-O. It's a type of a tea that you can get at any health food store for around $5 or $6 for a box of Poudiarco tea bags. I want her to take this tea, make it up in bag form, just like you would regular tea. Just put it in a mug and pour the boiling water in and wait till you've got a nice little strong brew, and then drink it, but take it into the mouth, hold it in the mouth, swish it around the teeth and hold it there and count to 10 with each sip, and then do that, 3 cups of that a day, and you watch. That should correct nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Adi on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Caroline Sutherland, medical intuitive, author of The Body Knows How to Stay Young. And there's lots more information on our website, CarolineSutherland.com. We're going to do a quick segment called Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then we'll come back and take some more email questions and phone lines. So stand by, Caroline. Stand by, listeners. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and hey Celeste, how are you doing? Let's try this. I gotta unmute her first. All right, Celeste. There you are. You're muted now.
Well, I'm getting a lot of great information. So thank you for that. I'm gonna go quick because I do not want any of the callers to miss their opportunity to have Caroline read them. It's beautiful, but wait, there is one thing though. That's red meat three times a week. Thanks, Caroline. I had a hamburger with no guilt now. I appreciate you. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2020, as in 2020 vision. I don't want to overpromise, so let's just add 2020, and the energy of the day equals 4. Four represents stability, and in tarot, form a square or a cross. The cross and square are figures that bring order along with a sense of limitation. See, that's where the square mentality comes in for the four. I hear people say that fours are the worker bee. I always thought that was funny, because in tarot, the four is the emperor. That's the king. We get to exercise the ultimate authority in our life. The emperor is connected astrologically to Aries, and that's the first sign of the zodiac, and it comes with fire. The fourth letter of the alphabet is D, and words like dream, determined, and dance connect us to the magical power of four. Four is also the deer in medicine cards, and the deer reminds that its path of gentleness provides a more compassionate living experience for all of us when we remember to be gentle with ourselves. We then have the authority to be gentle with others. Our heart chakra is our fourth chakra, and it is thought of as the balance point between the three lower physical and three higher spiritual chakras. The heart chakra speaks of we instead of me. However, there are times when we need to get, wait for it, selfish. We don't balk at the word selfish. It's not about taking away from anyone, but giving back to yourself. Our way of thinking about being selfish is about taking the time to experience pleasure, embracing you, and allowing your inner child to see the light of day, leaving the heart open, and allowing the universe to reveal its contents. How do we do that when we're feeling overwhelmed? We seek sanctuary. That's found in the four of discs, and that's where we're going to put our focus today. The four of discs has the energy of four and the grounded, loving energy of the earth, north, and receptivity. Disc connects to your money and your body matters. In my card, a woman is deciding who she is letting in or keeping out of her house. A small fire burns in her home. She is the master of her domain, and she is solidly alone. The home on the card truly represents her temple, her body, and she stands in her sacred know. It's a beautiful place of power when we shift from polite conformity. The four of discs reminds that we get to decide with no guilt. Next time you're choosing options, ask yourself, what does your body say? How are you experiencing your emotions in your body? When was the last time you checked in? Listen to it and allow body wisdom to play a larger role in your life when you're making decisions. You give yourself the gift of leadership when you set authentic boundaries and you're being far kinder to yourself. And that's the story of four, told through our friend, the four of discs from Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. I'll see you on Monday for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much, and happy birthday to you. I know it's tomorrow, but we don't have a show tomorrow. Happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Today's topic, the body knows, and so do you, with Caroline Sutherland. Let's go to the phone and then an email question. I think that's we'll be wrapping up with that. Hey, Tamara, how are you doing?
Good. I'm online.
Live?
You're live and alive.
Yay. Oh, thanks. Caroline, when Betty set up this appointment for a day with you, she said you need to call in if anyone can help you, Caroline can. So here I am.
Sweet.
So my situation, I'll make it as succinct as I can. I have severe...
So I just need where you're calling in from and your age.
Oh, okay, California.
California. Yeah, whereabouts in California?
Bay Area, Lafayette.
Yeah, you bet. And your age now is?
Is 53.
And I didn't catch your name. You said it so fast.
Tamara.
T-A-M-A-R-A. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and your specific question, Tamara, is?
My specific question is I have chronic Lyme disease with severe fatigue, and I get sick very often.
Right. Okay, good.
I've
so grab your pen and let's focus.
Huh?
Let's focus. Okay, so they've given you a long course of antibiotics. Is that correct?
That's where I started. I did 6 to 7 months of that. And
right,
about,
so grab your pen and let's focus. So now when I say that, means stay super quiet while we pull up a program and grok a program for you. All right, because of the long course of antibiotics, you've thrown off your intestinal flora. So you need to take probiotics twice a day.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm hoping that you're still doing that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. So that's the first thing. Now, what happens is that when you have a long course of antibiotics, even a short course, it throws off the digestive tract flora, and you need to do something on a consistent basis for something called candida yeast. So talk to me and give me, please, your height.
5'5", I think.
5'5", and your body weight is?
What am I now? Sorry, I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of it all of a sudden. 153, I think.
153. So your ideal body weight is?
For me, probably 140.
All right, there you go. So you're easily 10 pounds over your body weight.
Yes.
Now, there's a couple of key factors in here. So the first thing is, because of the body weight, I can tell that you're having carbohydrate metabolism issues. And your propensity and tendencies is to desire starch and desire sugar. Now, the reason for that is because of the antibiotics. So it threw off your lower colon flora, and then all you want is starch and all you want is sugar. Now, you're moderate, and you know not to, but you can dive into it from time to time. So
right.
Here's what we're going to do. For you, I like something called FC-cidal. F for fungus. C for candida, cidal, C-I-D-A-L, and that's on my website. It's a very potent antifungal.
Yeah.
And what I like for you, if possible, is I like nystatin. Can you get nystatin from your doctor?
I could. Here's the issue, though. After I did the antibiotics, I did a lot of natural treatments, both for the Lyme and for candida.
Right. But it's ongoing. It's ongoing. That's
yes,
the problem.
No, I understand
it's a daily,
it's
daily work.
I understand it's ongoing. So the problem that I've run across is that whenever I treat anything, the die-off of the Lyme or the die-off of the candida, the experience becomes so severe for me that I cannot keep up with it. So
you have to go super, super slow.
Yeah,
I would do, if you can get a prescription from your doctor, what I like the best is something called nystatin. And you can start with a powder that you take in your mouth and you swish it around, and they'll tell you to do it 3 or 4 times a day. I would do it once a day at the half dose and build up slowly, because this is not going to turn around until you get at that. Now, the die-off occurs because the immune system is not supported. So as much as you can get to support the immune system, and what I like for you is to grind everything up. So any tablets or supplements that you have, grind them up in a mortar and pestle twice a day, mix them with some water, plug your nose, and get them down, because you'll be able to support the immune system better. By taking something that's liquid. So what I would maybe do is stay for 3 weeks, do the mortar and pestle with the vitamins to build up the immune system, and then start with your low-dose nystatin in swish-and-swallow form, low-dose, And then after you've done, they'll probably want you to take 2 or 3 weeks of that, and then you can switch to tablets, because what's happening is you don't absorb nutrients well because of this. You don't absorb your nutrition well, so that is why I would suggest the liquids. You know you have to do it. It's just a question of the approach to do it slowly, carefully, methodically, and you know you will get there, but it's a question of getting started and not being afraid of a die-off reaction. For example, I just did a detox group, and I do 3 groups a year. The next one coming up is September, and that's on my website for people that are interested. And what happens is when you have a die-off reaction, you mm-hmm. may have that, or a detox reaction, you may have that for a number of days, but you know, and I know this personally because I've experienced it, you know that you will pop out, you will get through it, and for the days that you feel flu-like and for the days you have more pain, you take your Advil, you bear down on it, drink your water, and power on through. You will get through it, and I know because I've been in a clinical setting with thousands of patients doing this. So it is possible to do, and I hear what you're saying, but it's possible if you do it slowly and carefully.
Okay.
There you go, girl.
Thank you, Tamara.
It's tough. It's tricky, that Lyme. But you see what's happened is, and this is a general comment for the rest of the group, Addie, but what happens is Lyme disease is a parasite. And we all carry parasites. Parasites, we can get parasites from washing lettuce, you know, from lettuce that's not washed properly. We can get parasites from vegetables, from digging in the garden. There's many ways that we get parasites on the handles of doors, which is why I'm almost OCD completely about touching door handles, all of that stuff. And people don't realize it, so they need to use an antifungal, antiparasitic. And so this is what it is. But then you have to look at your own life. And you look at, who is a parasite? Where is there something parasitic that's leeching off me and hanging off me in my own life? Is it a parent? Is it some kind of old, you know, emotional issue? And so there's always an emotional component as well as a physical component. But, Tamara, this is a very big deal, and I know and understand. I have lots of people who come to me with Lyme. But the key thing is get the immune system supported and then do the work and just work at it. Step by step. So, Addie, bless your heart. I guess we're coming up to just about finish time, huh?
Yes, indeed. Actually, that's it. With no more emails, no more questions. That's it. Thank you. Thank
Aww.
You, Caroline. You are just amazing. I'd love to do this with you again. I just love the way you go straight to it. Just, I mean, it's like you are the boxing, whatever they call that thing we get into when you're boxing. You're just knocking it out. Like, next.
Yeah, it's like, let's knock it out of the park. Let's cut to the chase. You know, and when I say to people now I say to them, grab your pen. That's a sign. Don't say anything. Thing because the universe is giving me the download. I have very, very strong medical guidance. I just get, boom, here's what it is. And it happens very fast for me. It's very rapid fire. And if the person starts talking, it takes me off my trail. And then I have to grab it back. And sometimes I'm not able to get all of it back. It comes very fast. You talk to somebody that does this kind of work, it comes super fast to them. And my role and my greatest desire is to get the information over to the person so that they can do something with that information. But it comes very fast. And again, I have to have quiet because I'm listening and I'm getting this information. So thank you so much for your understanding, Addie, and how I work and handling those people so nicely.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so grateful for you, and you know you're intuitive, medical intuitive. So you gotta listen. And all of us, when we talk about the body knows, when we say the body knows, and we do too, we've got to listen. And you demonstrate that. Working in some.
Oh, Addie, I was just
gonna
say, people might, if they like this, they might like the Monday morning Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Caroline Sutherland. At 8 o'clock in the morning, Pacific, 11 Eastern, and it's always downloaded, as you know, the replay is available. And then every Monday night at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, is my free teleconference where I do spot readings and answer questions. The books are called The Body Knows, and those are available from my website, carolinesutherland.com, or Hay House. And those are kind of the key things. And the next detox program starts in September, but I've got upcoming Chicago in June and Lilydale, New York in June. And then, of course, ongoing, we are spreading the word about my Ultimate Women's Healing Retreat in Kona, Hawaii next February. And those details are all on my website, CarolineSutherland.com. And again, Kathleen, you know Kathleen is the most fabulous virtual assistant. If anyone's looking for a great virtual assistant who does fabulous newsletters and announcements, she is the best. And her company is called Sundance on Success, Kathleen Malone. And, you know, she just does a marvelous job. And she's been my virtual assistant now for 6 years, and she's fantastic.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Because when the first initial date with you was canceled, not only did she say you couldn't make it, she suggested two other guests, which I really appreciate, because like, it was like the last few minutes, and that's just awesome. And just our interaction with her, I've experienced that. You're right.
Yeah,
thank
so if anyone's
thank
looking
you
for that, she's
so
great. Bless your
thank
heart,
you so
Addie.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we look forward to having you back. Have a wonderful morning where you are.
Bye-bye.
Day to us, the afternoon. So thank you very much, Caroline. Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. All the shows are archived. They can be downloaded. You can find us on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio. Download it and check out past guests and everything else. We also ask that you share the show with listeners and share with listeners. Yeah, they will be when they listen. Share with your friends, your coworkers, your haters, your lovers. Just share the show. Share the show, and then, yes, we would look forward to having you back. Let's see what's happening next week. I just want to thank all of you that called in, and trustfully, you're going to follow the guidance. You're going to listen. You're going to pay attention and go with the guidance. And so much was given to us right now. And just keep doing what you're doing. Keep listening and take your own information in formation. Go in and form the answer that you want for your own life, rather than other people. Now, you take the information from the doctor, from the media, from all that, take it. But then, as Caroline shared earlier, go in, put your hands on your heart, and ask yourself, what do I need to do? The body knows, and so do you. We're getting ready to release the show. Next week, we have Shelley Wilson. She's a Reiki master, a spiritual teacher, and intuitive as well. We're talking about stop existing and start living rather than, I'm just making it. Life is meant to be enjoyed. I mean, you can feel the energy from Caroline. She's 68. I know people who are 40 and say, I'm too old for this. I'm like, what? Go sit down somewhere. Louis Hayes, as Caroline talked about, 85, still doing conferences and traveling around. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It is an expression of God. It's God in form. Take care of it. We also have Sibomfu Sumay talking about grief, embracing grief and grief rituals. We have Colette Baron Reed coming. We have a lot of guests. But check out the calendar. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Life is good. So much is happening. So much is showing up. You know, but through it all, we are all in the light. We're all standing in the light. Everybody's on this planet doing their best. Trust the process of life. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. And don't forget to go to Celeste's website and just send her so much love for her birthday, for all she does, and just let her know how much she's appreciated. I certainly appreciate you, Celeste. Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners. What else do I need to tell you? Nothing that I can think of right now. So if I can't think of it, then I must not need to tell you. We'll be back Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. And what else? Yeah, see, there's nothing else to say. You're done. Play music. Let's see. Is there anything else? Nothing else. Yeah, let's do this affirmation, and then I'm going to play this song. I want to do this again. Let's just wrap the show up with this. It's the truth of your being. It is really you. It is.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I know that is right. I am the delight of God. I am the delight of God. I am the delight of God. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Continue to be the light. Continue to shine. Continue to show up. Be the love, because you are that. That's what you are, and that's what we're here to be. This is Cynthia James. Cynthia James said, we're standing in the light, and you got to let stuff burn up so you can really shine. All the stuff that you're hiding, all the stuff that you think you must do, just let it burn up so you can, so the light can be brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, where people are like, oh, I can't take it, too much light. Well, you must not need to be around me. Where are you, Cynthia? Right here. Come closer. We got a show to do. Okay. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself, because that's the most important thing. And just as important, be loved. Be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Love your body. Love your mind. Love your spirit. Love your life. A deeper kind of love. I'm out of here. CynthiaJames.com.net. Standing in the light. Peace and blessings.
The thing you fear will chase you down. You can't cheat or live those lies. Shadows must give way to the light. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down, lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember,
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Now, the most prestigious academic institutions in the United States have now statistically verified that people who attend support groups, that people who practice forgiveness, that people who have more love in their lives, that people who pray and meditate on a regular basis, they are physically healthier.
Marianne Williamson is an acclaimed spiritual teacher and author. Many of her 9 books have become bestsellers. Newsweek magazine has called her one of the 50 most influential members of the baby boom generation. And she has a lot to say about how forgiveness, or the lack of it, affects our health.
So forgiveness, unforgiveness, is a withhold of love. And in that withhold of love, we are armored, and we are defensive, and we're angry, and we are tough. And we know that stress is the greatest contributor to illness. So absolutely. Forgiving means you let it go, and as you let go the harshness of those thought forms, as you relax your mind by the letting go of those thought forms, you know, there's a line in the Course in Miracles, do you prefer to be right or do you prefer to be happy? Because you're right. They wronged you. That money was yours. You should have gotten that promotion. He, you know, it was terrible the way he treated you after you were his wife and you had 2 children with him. You can get all kinds of people to agree with you that on a mortal level, they done you wrong. That's not a question. This is not about invalidating anybody's pain, but it is about validating our capacity to move beyond it.
Marianne says doing that requires accepting what happened, forgiving yourself, learning from the experience, and moving on.
You know, if somebody left you 25 years ago and you're still not over it, where's the enemy? Is the enemy just the person who left you 25 years ago? Or is not the enemy also some aspect of your own thinking, which has let 25 years go by and you still haven't gotten over it? And because you haven't gotten over it, you've become harsher, you become tougher, you become bitter, and that means that you have not been able to attract more love. So forgiveness, because it affects the mind on such a deep level, it affects the heart, it affects the emotions, it affects the psyche. Absolutely, we're done with the obsolete worldview that says that the psyche and the emotions and the spirit and all that has nothing to do with the physical body. That question, the era of data collection is over. Case closed. It's like global warming. We get it now. We know it. If you don't get it, it's just because you haven't caught up. So, of course, as forgiveness frees your heart, absolutely, it helps to heal your body.
Thank you.
talking to Tyler Perry today, and we're talking about rage, and we're talking about another really important element to this movie, which is forgiveness.
Forgiveness has been a major part of my growth in life and me understanding where I am, forgiveness and God and His blessing. So what's really important to me is that as I tell a story, I don't just make people laugh, but I leave them with something they can use in life.
What's the message you want people to take away about forgiveness in that realm? Because I know you talk about it's not, forgiveness is not for them, it's for you.
Yeah, and that's what I've learned in life. You know, my father, who I refused to vilify and love him to death, it just, we had a very rough, you know, my upbringing was very rough with him. And when I got to a point where I could forgive him, my life changed. And in understanding that, in every movie that I do and everything that I've done so far, it's been about letting people know that if you are angry at, and that's where this rage comes from. You know, I was looking at the clip of the lady you're going to talk to in a little bit. It's if you have all this unforgiveness in your heart for situations, it can sit inside of you and make you become someone else. So I know how important it is to forgive for yourself.
Were you bitter? Because I know there was a time in your life, and you've talked about this before, when you were essentially homeless.
Yeah.
And then you got out of New Orleans, you went to Atlanta, you saw some successful people. At some point, you got to realize that you had gotten a pretty bad deal up till then. I mean, what did you do with that anger? You say you don't vilify your dad. What? How did you get all of that out of you?
He and I had a conversation on the phone once, and I was in Atlanta, he was in Louisiana, and I started screaming and yelling at him, and we were, you know, there was the first time in my life, you know, things that the little boy in me was speaking, I felt like, if here I am as a man, at 28 years old at the time, I was saying things to him that I wouldn't dare have said if he was this close to me. But that distance allowed me to say what I needed to say, and that negativity was my fuel. Once I said all of that stuff to him, it was ripped out of me. You know, there's something that left me, and I had to find a way to, I had to reconnect with something else. And this is where God comes into my life, and I say that, and I really mean that. It's just, my fuel was negativity, my fuel was anger, my fuel was anything that was just derogatory. Once I forgave him, I had to find a new source. In my teens and 20s, I was angry, but if all you know is anger, all you know is to hold on to, that's your fuel. It is scary to let go.
Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
So what about somebody that says, well, okay, that's good. You mean if I don't forgive, it's costing me money. But I'm not going to let them get over like that. What they did to me was horrible. You just don't understand. You don't understand my life, Edwin. They ruined my life. I'm not the same person anymore. You talk about forgiveness. No, I can't let them get away like that. What would you say to that person?
Oh, you know, I understand that so well because I've been there. I know what it's like to be abused and raped and abandoned. I know that. I've been there. And what I know is I can have that feeling or I can live a life of joy. I have to choose. Yes, there are people out there who've done horrible things. But you know what I know is that everybody on the planet was doing the best they knew how to do. If they had known better, they would have done better. If I had known better, I would have done better. And I'm so sorry and empathetic for your pain around this past experience. But honey, you've got to let it go. Now, one of my forgiveness techniques I use on a daily basis is every night before I go to sleep, I ask myself, have I put anyone outside my heart today? And usually I have. There's some poor soul that did not understand my rules. And so it's off with their heads. And so you know that feeling, don't you? I mean, drivers. And then,
oh, Lord.
So I have to forgive myself in prayer and forgive them too and set a new intention. And, you know, it's not easy sometimes because, you know, when those people who've really radically shifted the way we view the world, we have to really do some work. And I'm not saying it's easy. My suggestion is find you a good minister, a teacher, a good friend, a therapist, and tell your story one time, cry all the tears you need to cry, and then take a deep breath and say, that's it on that. That will never, ever run my life again. I'm letting God show me the way. I'm letting go of pain and suffering, blame, judgment, condemnation, shame. It's no longer part of my life. And I have several techniques in my book that I urge people to use so that we can get rid of that gunk that gets stuck in our consciousness. That's, you know, one of the things I teach people is all financial debt is about unforgiveness. If you have financial debt, it's because you're into an action of self-punishment. And, it, you know, as long as you're punishing yourself, you will not allow yourself to win at life.
Hello, Father. What did you say?
We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.